A child spent more than 9 weeks in a Waikato hospital because Oranga Tamariki failed to find anywhere else for them to live. Documents posted on the dark web by the cyber attackers who targeted the DHB reveal staff were deeply concerned by aspects of the agency's work in one of its hospitals. In material reviewed by RNZ, staff at the Waikato District Health Board said they were extremely distressed by the agency's treatment of a traumatised child who experienced feelings of abandonment. RNZ is broadcasting this story as the documents raise questions of public interest importance, Kate Gregan reports.
The child was confined to a hospital paediatric ward for 67 days. The DHB reluctantly accepted admission for 1 week after the child's initial placement had broken down. Despite the lengthy stay, staff said the child didn't require admission to hospital for any medical reason and was not unwell. As a result, the young child, who had a lovely manner and nature, became institutionalised, effectively living in a hospital. Accusations of failings by Oranga Tamariki are revealed in a report by Waikato DHB staff. When the child was discharged, staff said police escorted the youngster to a car. They said the child was extremely distressed. They screamed, cried, and fought. One experienced nurse described it as the most distressing uplift in her entire career in paediatrics. The document says DHB staff recognised the case as complex, but their concerns needed to be raised with Oranga Tamariki, and they requested a full overview of the case and an apology.
We feel that more could have been done at the beginning of this admission to seek a suitable placement. Throughout assessment, it was clearly identified their most important need was to feel they were in a secure, loving placement and would remain there permanently. We do not feel Oranga Tamariki did everything to ensure need for this was met in a timely manner.
DHB staff said two placements were proposed by Oranga Tamariki during the first 5 weeks of admission, but both were unsuitable. They also said the agency didn't seem to prioritise the child's basic rights to enjoyment, play and education, and DHB requests to the agency to socialise the child did not happen. At one stage, the child remained on the ward for 3 weeks with no time outside.
Oranga Tamariki showed little interest in ensuring needs would continue to be met whilst living in a hospital environment.
DHB staff were also concerned about the social worker assigned to the child's case. They said they had concerns about the way the worker spoke to the child, saying the language used was inappropriate. On one occasion, a nurse and DHB specialist heard the social worker speak to the child about the new caregiver who was going to be caring for them. The social worker said, "We have found you a stranger, like what you wanted, a stranger." The document says DHB staff saw very little effort by the social worker to try and build a relationship with the child.
This lack of relationship worries us, as we know a key role of an Oranga Tamariki social worker is to ensure the child's voice is heard and their views are taken into consideration, particularly a child vulnerable in this world where they have no control over what is happening to them.
DHB staff said there was a lack of psychological support for the child, and that during their hospital admission, their distress increased. They said the child was fearful and had ongoing distrust of the Oranga Tamariki team. DHB staff said they knew it would be difficult for the child to go to a new placement after the child became attached to the hospital staff who had looked after them. Despite predicting that the child would find their discharge extremely traumatic, the social worker decided they wouldn't be present for the move. It was only after multiple requests from the DHB that the social worker reluctantly agreed to be present.
We were extremely disappointed in Oranga Tamariki's management and lack of support during discharge and transition to home.
DHB staff requested a formal review, including whether more could have been done to allow the child to stay with family who loved and provided for the youngster. Staff asked for an apology from Oranga Tamariki to be sent to those involved in caring for the child.
Now, Oranga Tamariki say the agency is unable to comment. The DHB has been approached for comment. Now, in a statement from RNZ, RNZ News considered very carefully the issue of the source of the material on which our reporting is based. RNZ's view is that reporting this story is in the public interest, and all care has been taken to protect the identity and interests of the child involved. All documents have been securely handled, and no confidential patient information has been retained by RNZ.